200, 250, 300, 350, 400, 450. So you know what I do. Yeah, my job is to raise money for a very good cause. Now, this evening, I'm offering you wine. That's what we're here for. We've got 18 lots of wine that have all been divided up and make form the catalogue. You should all have a list in front of you that show you the lot number, what is in the lot, and the guide price per bottle. So please don't think you're going to go and buy yourself a case of Petrus for £176. So if you've got six bottles in the lot, multiply that price by six. That'll give you an idea of the sort of price that we're looking for. Now, the way that we will run the auction is that I will read out a very brief description. If you want more detail about those lots, there is a much more detailed handbook here, which will tell you a lot more about the wines than I will ever know. So if you haven't got one of those, there's still a few spares at the front. If you haven't got one, it'd be interesting for you to go along and check through as I go through. I'll just give a brief description, and one of my assistants will hold up one of the bottles from that lot. Just one from each case. So if there's a mixed case, sometimes there might be five or six different wines in the lot, we'll just show one bottle. I will then go through the process of selling that that lot by asking for an opening bid, and at the end, selling it. And I will then ask you to give me your name, and I will write down your name and record it in the auctioneer's book here, and then one of our other assistants will come over and get your address so that we know where you live. And as soon as the lot has been sold, the slip will go to the accounts department. The accounts department is on the right-hand side, on your right-hand side, that is where they'll be taking payment. Now, money, we like money, that is the reason we are here this evening. So, we welcome cash. I'm sure we've got lots of that. Until there's an ATM across the road, there's an ATM in Millennium Square. We will take personal checks, but we recognise that a lot of people don't actually carry checkbooks now. And so the watershed have kindly said they'll make their credit card and debit card payment facilities available at the end of the auction. So at the end of the auction, if you form an orderly queue on the right-hand side, there are only 18 lots, so it's not going to take all night, I can assure you of that. You pay for your lot, and you'll be given the slip, which means you bring it back here, right in the middle, and come and see the porters, who are the people who showed it in the first place, and they will hand you their purchases. But payment and collection will take place at the end of the auction. We can't take payment during the auction because we're trying to sell pieces. So that's how the auction will work. If there are any questions, please do ask them now. Or if you think, here's a beer, that's a question. Right,
no, lot 12, there's no year and no book or paper.
Ah, lot 12, there is no year. Okay. Well, we can look into that. We look into lot 12. Was there any year in this book? Okay, that's a good question. We'll look into that now. There's no buyer's premium, and the buyer's premium is something some auctioneers impose on the hammer price. There is no buyer's premium. What you bid is what you pay. Here we go. I filled in here. Where are we going, Jeff? Chateauberg. So if you look on page, well, that's the lot number 12, the Chateauberg. If you look on page 47, you will see.
So it's a really old wine. So on the bottle, we have some wine. It's some wine from donation. So in some bottles we don't have the year. So for this one, for example, we don't know the year. So it's.
Will it be on the label?
No, it's not on the label. That's why.